Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching for you today. We're venturing into this area called confession. We're talking about what you say with your mouth. Now, there are some very key things that we should realize that in our lives, we're not going to get anything different in our lives than what we're releasing through our mouths. Now, for a long time, even some people in the church, this has been a mystery to them. I mean, they've not known that the things that they're saying with their mouth have directly related to the things that they've received in their lives. So what we've got to do now is we've got to train our speech. We've got to understand the mystery of confession, that what we say is what we're going to get. So we're going to teach this. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes. Let's go into it. It's called The Mystery of Confession. Confession, here's a definition, means to say the same thing or to agree with. To agree with what God says about us and not what people say or what the circumstances dictate. It means to say what God says about us. Now, as I went on in here, I had to find out that this earth is really governed by words. Words are the things that govern this earth. And this whole idea of confession, for the most part, in most churches, has not been taught. And it hasn't been taught, I think, because of a scheme of the enemy, because he knew when you got a hold of this law, you can stop, you can make him, come on, you can throw down. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So the church has not had a revelation of confession. So this next subtopic is called the secret or mystery of confession. Now, why do I call it a mystery? A mystery is simply defined as hidden truth. It's true, but it's hidden. And it's covered up by the enemy and his system, because you know it has been, because if it were true, if you knew that what you speak, you're going to have in your life. Let me say this here. In other words, you are not going to see something in your life different from what's coming out of your mouth. See, if you really knew that, your days of saying, "My feet are killing me," come on, your days of speaking words, "I'm dying to go," your word, come on, there you, for the first time, some of you, since I've been teaching on this, have been checking words. You know why? Because we're starting to put a value on them. See, we're finding out it's more than noise. It's spirit. And that I gotta watch what I say. Because if my heart gets full of words and pressure comes on, I'm gonna have what I say. And I'm not gonna say anything different than what's been in my heart. So I gotta take heed what I hear. I gotta watch my mouth what I say. Because all them words can come into my heart and produce in my life. Come on. All right, let me just take it to one place. Let's go over here. Let's go to Genesis chapter 11, please. Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Let's look here at Genesis chapter 1 and verse, chapter 11 and verse 1. And the whole earth was one language and of one speech. Say words.
Words.
Say this is a word planet.
This is a word planet.
And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to and let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime they had for mortar. And they said, go to and let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is what? One. And they have all one what? Language. And this they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have what? Imagined to do. Keep going. Verse 7. Go to and let us go down and there confound their what? Language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. What stopped them from building? Now, what stopped them from building this city? Their words. What did God do to stop them from building? He confounded their speech. For him to stop them, these were not Bible-toting, Hammond organ-dancing, full gospel Christian businessmen. These were devil worshipers. For him to stop them, he had to do something with their words. Got it? Now, I'm letting you know that words are spiritual law. Money is natural. I better say that again. Words. See, money got to... Might be too early to go there. I'll just... See, the only reason it doesn't obey you because you don't believe what you say. You can't walk around all day talking about my feet are killing me, girl. You make me sick. I'm just dying to go and all of that. And then all of a sudden say, money cometh. That money ain't going to come because you don't believe nothing you say going to come to pass. What I'm trying to do is get that other talk out of your mouth. And the only reason it's in your mouth is because you got a bunch of it in your heart. Now, what I got to do is cleanse your heart and make it so that the right stuff go up in there. And when you say money come, now I know some of y'all don't like this, because you still got that old image, grasshopper. Come on back over here, and let's go back over here. Glory to God. Come on back over. Let's go to Numbers, back over to Numbers, and praise God. Notice what happened. This congregation said something, verse 2 of chapter 14. And all the congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. We're going to die in this place. Wherefore, the Lord brought us up unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. So he's putting all the kids in it and everybody. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Now understand, then they said, let us make a captain, let us return to Egypt. So here they're trying to go back across the Red Sea, and they ain't getting back across there. All right. Now, I want to bring this out again. I brought it out last time, But this is something that must come out again. You're not going to see something in your life any different than what's coming out of your mouth. Next, you can't change your mouth without changing your heart. Hello. Now, we're made in the same image and likeness of God. And God said, let there be light. Light came out of God. I mean, the same thing about you. Your life is going to be a product of what's coming out of your heart. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because we got to put the word of God in our heart. Because when the pressure comes on, then what's in your heart is going to produce in your life. So what we got to do is we got to put the right thing in our heart. Now, here's the right thing to put in your heart. Are you ready? God has established it so no one can determine your future but you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Our vocabulary either causes us to stay in a place or move up to another place. And the thing of it is, it hasn't been taught, so we as saints of God have not believed that. Now listen to what I'm about to say. God has established it that no one can determine your future but you. Now listen. No principality or power, no system, watch this, including racism, no government, including Babylon or who's in the White House or the Senate. You got to hear what I'm saying, saints of God. This is the authority that God, everybody else, 3 million people were against Joshua and Caleb. 3 million people wanted to stone Moses and Aaron. 3 million. God wouldn't let them do it. Why? Because of their confession. God had to take them over. See, if he said it, if they said it and it's in their heart and God said it, God got to do it. See, he got to take them. He can't let them stone him because they said we're going to get to the other side. Now, I'm saying this because you know you got folk that look like you. But I ain't going after them because they look like me. I'm going after them because they speak like me. I'm going after them because... See, let me tell you something. There are people right now in here listening to me right now, they don't like this. And you know why you don't like it? You don't like it because your heart is full of mess that ain't got nothing to do with what's true and what God's opinion is of you. You are deep in religion, and you've been a part of every group from the sororities to the Masons, from the Eastern Star to the Western Star. And that's all you want to hear about. Folks, them days are over. God is now doing something that if your mouth ain't right, you ain't going. You check some of that stuff. Your sorority had you to speak as you went over. You check them words and see, aren't those words against the word of God? I'm going to come on. It's time for a split. You're going to have to get on this side. Come on now. I know I was pledging. I was all that, but I had to get over that. Any man that's in Christ, I'm a new creature now. All things are passed away. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. If it ain't lined up with God, I don't want it. Come on now. I'm helping somebody now.
See, you can't run with the rabbits and hunt with the hounds. You're going to either have to be a hound or a rabbit. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I feel good now. You knew that I would. No, no. I ain't going with you just because you're a member of the sorority. I ain't going with that. I ain't going with just because you're a member of fraternity. I ain't going with that. I ain't going with you just because you're a Mason. I ain't going with that. I'm going with you because you got the truth. I'm going with you because you're going with God. Say amen to this. Somebody got to preach this up in Chicago. Come on, somebody got to say this. Come on. You know something wrong. You know something wrong when you got 40% black population, watch this, and you don't own nothing downtown. You don't own a single building. You don't own a single bank. You don't own a single restaurant. You don't own nothing. I got news for you. I'm here to take you over. I'm here to bring ownership to your life. Now, I'm here for everybody, but I won't let you know that I'm gonna help everybody. Come on now, you're gonna get your inheritance. You're supposed to own something. Now, I know, now, if you don't like what I just said, that's a demon messing with you. Shake him off, tell him to go sit in the car till you get there. Hello? But what I came to tell you is that you think a person is your problem. That is not your problem. You've been sold that bill of goods. The giants were not the problem. They were hung by the tongue. Their own speech was their problem. Because if God be for you, I'm preaching good this morning. Oh, they told me we couldn't own this, but that didn't make no difference what they said. Come on now. I said that didn't make no difference what they said. I got something to say. I said I got something to say. I'm drilling home now. I'm going for oil. I'm going to come up with the mother load. Because this stuff is down deep and we're going to go get it. Say amen to this. Now, you might be somebody else and you might be looking for something yourself. I'm telling you, it's not people that's your problem. It's not this that's your problem or that that's your problem. It's your mouth. You got to get some value to your words. These were Jews. Them giants were not the heathen, were not their problem. Their problem was their own tongue. See, we had been told that people are problem. Wrong. That just makes you mad. You're supposed to go into Canaan with joy. You can't draw water out of a well of salvation without some joy. You're supposed to go in Canaan slapping hands. Hey, give me a high five. Yay, praise God. Give me that building. Am I right about it? Hallelujah. So you don't have any authority over my life.
unless I give you permission. None. None. I had to figure that out. God, he jumped on me now. He said, he said, are you believing for this building to be debt free? I said, yes, sir. He said, now, what are you doing in terms of, you know, the people? I said, well, they go, you know, I'm trusting in them. He said, trusting in them. He said, when you do that, then they can stop you. Can't you see what I'm saying? If I put my words on it, ain't nothing that people can do can stop me. Folks, let me tell you something. One of the things that I ask God for is a nation, a church with all nations. But I came here to Chicago and I saw how, to me, how this group of people, the African Americans, I said, Lord, have mercy. It's a city full of people that they still got bondage. So if I put a little emphasis on that, those who are not that, stay with me. I got to get them out. I got to get them out. They're killing each other. Gangs murdering each other. I got to get them out. So just pray for me. You've been sent here to support me. That's all I got. Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a praise. For well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, this is called the mystery of confession. Now, remember this, that what comes out of your mouth is going to affect your life, and that you cannot change your mouth without changing your heart. So no one can determine really your future but you, because what's in your heart and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and a good man out of the good deposit of their heart brings forth good things. So your future is in your heart, not in the hands of somebody else. It's in your heart. So now all the excuses are taken away, and all the things, I come from a dysfunctional family, all these kind of things, don't have to say that anymore. Speak right words. Praise God. Well, this teaching is powerful. I want you to get it. It's called The Mystery of Confession. Now, the address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to order it right away. Saints, people of God, whoever's listening to this teaching, you cannot go wrong with this one. Every one of us needs to do something with our speech. I mean, the Bible says a person who's a perfect person will have a speech that's perfect. You know what I mean? I mean, when we get our speech right, our lives would change dramatically. And you'll see it as you order and just study these tapes. It's taking you through line by line what it takes for you to have a prosperous life because of the words that you speak. It is a powerful teaching. Again, the address and phone number on your screen. Order it right now. Now, this is one I stand behind. I mean, I stand behind all my stuff. But this particular teaching, I stand behind. I want you to get it right away. Every person in the body of Christ needs this teaching right now, because God has given us some revelation in these last days that's going to have us to take over in this world. I mean, it is our time, people of God. So order it today. You'll be blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.